to convene the June 8, 2017 meeting of the Subcommittee on Natural Resources for the Ways and Means Committee. We are in order here. We have two work sessions this afternoon. Senate Bill 5542, Water Resources Department, and their fee bill, House Bill 2295. We're going to lead off this afternoon with a work session on the latter, House Bill 2295. Mr. Stainer, please.
Thank you, Co-Chair Witt, members of subcommittee. House Bill 2295 increases the fees or fee schedules for the Water Resources Department, and this includes water right transactions, some fees for dams and power generating reservoirs. The bill also reverses the fee revisions included in House Bill 2259 from 2013 that would have reverted these fees back to their 2009 rates. The increases are projected to increase the other fund's revenue for the agency by $471,558 in the 2017-19 biennium. This equates to roughly a 16.3% increase over the current revenues from that subset of fees. From their total fee revenue for the agency is at CSL is about $10 million, which this additional revenue is about 4.5% of that.
Very good. Senator Girard, please.
So the question is, how long has it been since they've raised their fees?
Chair Witt, Senator Girard, the last fee increase was in 2013 at the same time the sunset was put in place to bring those back to 2009.
Anyone else? I'm not seeing or hearing anything. I'd like to recognize Co-Chair Frederick, please.
Chair Witt, I move House Bill 2295 to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves House Bill 2295 as recommended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? Is there any objection to his motion? Seeing none, hearing none. Thank you, committee members. Again, Co-Chair Frederick.
Just need a carrier.
Just need a carrier. Okay, thank you.
It's one of us, too. Which one do you want? You want this one?
Sure.
I'll take the next one.
All right. Senator Frederick, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
And to the House floor.
House floor.
I'll do it. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2295. And we'll give Matt a second to juggle his paperwork here.
There was no objections.
So no objections. Fine. Yeah. Good.
Is that correct? No objections, and it was passed, yes?
Okay. Yep. I'm good. I'm good.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Okay, Chair, with. Moving on to Senate Bill 5542.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 5542. Mr. Stainer, please.
Senate Bill 5542 is the budget bill for the Water Resources Department. The total recommended budget of $79,508,274 all funds represents a 2.4% reduction from the current service level for the agency. The reduction is primarily accounted for in the elimination of $2.48 million in other funds expenditure limitation for debt service that was erroneously included in the current service level for bonds that were not issued during the 15-17 biennium. The anticipated fee revenues resulting from the fee changes included in House Bill 2295 are recognized in the budget. Additionally, a revenue transfer from the Department of State Land providing funding for a shared services position here at Water Resources is included in the recommendation. This budget carries forward $26 million in other funds expenditure limitation for lottery fund-funded programs, included basin studies for the Willamette and Deschutes River basins, the water supply development grants and loans, for feasibility study grants and loans, place-based integrated water resource strategy grants and technical assistance, Umatilla Basin water supply projects, and Mosier Creek area water well remediation. The budget authorized the establishment of a permanent dam safety engineer position that was a limited duration position in the previous biennium. and also authorizes the establishment of 5 positions in Umatilla County funded from the county and federal funds via contract with the agency. The general fund reductions included in the budget to conform with the Ways and Means Co-Chair budget framework, and the lottery funds that are included in the budget are exclusively for debt service. So we'll go through the policy option packages one at a time. Beginning in the Administrative Services Division, Package 090, this is the CFO analyst adjustment that we've modified, and the package moves 1 permanent full-time position and personal services of $261,002 and service supplies of $6,346, other funds from the Water Development Loan Program to the Administrative Services Division where the position's workload is located. And that leaves no FTE in the Water Development Loan Program. Package 106 is the Web Information Coordinator for Information Sharing. The title for this package is actually a little bit outdated because there were 2 positions originally requested. This package only recognizes other funds' revenue transfers from the Department of State Lands in the amount of $67,444 to provide funding support for a shared services accounting position at Water Resources that's going to be doing work for both agencies. So there's no the existing limitation is already in the agency's budget. This is just a revenue only package. Package 801 is the LFO analyst adjustments in administrative services. It decreases ongoing general fund support for water supply development feasibility grants by $400,000, which is approximately half of the general fund in the agency's budget for this program, and it makes one-time reduction to personal services in the amount of $20,000. These reductions are to align the agency's budget with the co-chair of the full committee's framework. Moving on to field services, I'm on page 6 of 20. Those are following along. Package, and then moving to 7, package 107, Umatilla field presence. This package provides other funds and federal funds expenditure limitation for 4 assistant water master positions and 1 office specialist 2 position located in Umatilla County. In the Pendleton and Milton Free Water offices. These positions are currently all employees of Umatilla County, 3 of the positions being funded directly by the county, and 2 positions being funded via contract between the county and the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation. The county has indicated that it's going to actually terminate the positions, but will continue to provide some financial support for the positions. Funding by 3 of the positions from the county via contract with WRD and shifting the existing Bureau of Reclamation contract for the other 2 positions to Water Resources. This additional limitation allows the agency to establish the 5 positions in the department and execute whatever required funding agreements with Umatilla County and the Bureau of Reclamation to support the 5 position. So the package authorizes 5 full-time permanent positions. If the funding does not come through from Umatilla County or the Bureau of Reclamation, the agency will not fill the positions. Package 801 LFO analyst adjustments. This makes one-time adjustment to personal services in the amount of $20,000 in the field services division, again to align with the co-chair's framework. Moving into technical services on page 10 of 20, package 102, protecting the public and water supplies. It establishes a permanent full-time dam safety engineer position. It's funded roughly 50-50 between FEMA funds from the federal government and the dam safety fees charged by the agency. Package 801, analyst adjustments in technical services, reduces ongoing general fund support for new observation wells by $100,000 and gauging stations by $50,000. Both these programs still have sufficient funding remaining after this reduction to enable the agency to complete the work queue in these programs for this upcoming biennium. The package also makes a one-time reduction to personal services in the amount of $20,000 in the technical services division. All of these reductions are aligning the budget with the co-chair's framework. In water rights and adjudications, page 13 of 20, again, this is the LFO analyst adjustments, package 801. Package shifts $50,000 in services and supplies expenditures away from general fund and over to other funds to reduce the general fund support. And it makes a one-time personal services reduction in the amount of $20,000 in the water rights and adjudications division, again, to align the budget with the co-chair's framework. The next section we have is the director's office, and the director's office, page 15 of 20, package 106. This is the web information coordinator for information sharing. This recognizes other funds transfer from the Department of State Lands of 6744. And the reason we see this in two different programs is because the money comes into one program, out of another program, and then into this other program internally. Package 801, LFO analyst adjustments. This makes a one-time reduction in personal services of $20,000 in the director's office, again, to align the agency's budget with the co-chair's budget framework. And the last, our last program is the water development loan program. This is the companion package that we saw in the other program, package 090, moving the one permanent full-time position from the water development loan program to the administration services program. And also LFO adjustments, package 801. This removes that debt service that we talked about in the summary. This is $2.48 million of debt service that was anticipated in 17-19, but the bonds that were related to this were never issued, so the debt service is not required. So the LFO recommendation, is for a budget of $32,232,622 general fund, $6,032,844 lottery funds, $39,363,274 other funds, $1,879,534 of federal funds, 169 positions comprising 166.59 FTE, and that's all contained in the dash one amendments. Yes, which we'll get to presently, but let you go for this. Sorry.
Okay.
Got lost my place.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Co-Chair Frederick.
I move the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5542.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendation to Senate Bill 5542. Is there any discussion on his motion? I would just, Matt, I seem to remember that the governor's office wanted something additional, maybe late-breaking, that I'm not recalling.
Chair Witt, other than what was contained in this budget recommendation, I know outside of this there is still being contemplated $32 million in bond funding to fund some programs, but that will be contemplated in the capital construction subcommittee.
Some of us want more than that, but we'll see.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. Anyone else on the motion? No other, if I see or hear no other discussion, would the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Durod?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes.
Representative Esquivel?
Yes.
Representative Nathanson?
It's got federal fun.
Representative Power?
Aye.
Representative Lewis?
Aye.
Representative Witt?
Aye. Having received the majority vote.
We're just moving something into the bill, wasn't it?
That was accepting the LFO recommendation.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought I had you.
And then we'll move on to key performance measures.
No, attention, Senator.
Okay. Before I gavel this, subcommittee members, are we all okay where we're at this point? Everyone's okay? All right. Thank you. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Again, Co-Chair Frederick.
Actually, let me have
key performance measures for you.
KPMs, thank you.
Thank you. Busy days. Chair Witt, members of the subcommittee, in OLIS you'll find the LFO recommended key performance measures for the upcoming biennium. There weren't any significant changes to the key performance measures themselves. There were some adjustments to the targets. We did get some feedback originally posted just to make everyone aware. Key performance Measure Number 8, the LFO recommendation for 18 and 19 was a little bit erroneous, and after going back, we did adjust those targets for 18 and 19 up a little bit. And what this reflects is it reflects the average ability of the agency to achieve that what they've achieved over the past few years. So it actually increases the slope of their target, but it brings the entire target down into a more reasonable area where we think the agency is likely to achieve. But other than that, the Legislative Fiscal Office recommends approval of these key performance measures and their targets as presented.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions before I recognize Co-Chair Frederick? I am not seeing any at this point.
Chair Witt?
Please.
I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendation on key performance measures. Is there any discussion on his motion? I'm not seeing any. Matt, it's my understanding that we would have an opportunity later on to consider groundwater issues if we so desired.
No, Chair, I think that there has been a number of discussions that are ongoing about some groundwater issues and some other things during this budget, and I think there's still some opportunity legislatively to address those issues before the end of session.
Very good. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Anyone else? All right. You've heard the motion. Is there any objection to the motion at this point? Not seeing any subcommittee members. Thank you very much. Mr. Stainer.
So the LFO recommendation of the $32,232,622 general fund, $6,032,844 lottery funds, $39,363,274 other funds, $1,879,534 federal funds, 169 positions comprising 166.59 FTE reflected in a dash one amendment.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick, please.
Move the adoption of the Dash 1 Amendment to Senate Bill 5542.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the Dash 1 Amendments to Senate Bill 5542, the Water Resource Department Bill. Is there any discussion? Are there any questions about his motion? Seeing or hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
This is just
for the amendment. I'm sorry, I'm one step ahead of myself. Is there any objection to the motion? Seeing none, thank you. Motion passes. Thank you very much. Ahead of myself.
That's right. Chair Witt, LFO recommends that Senate Bill 5542, as amended by the Dash 1 Amendment, be moved to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Chair Witt, I move Senate Bill 5542 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves Senate Bill 5542 as amended with the Dash 1 amendments to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion on his motion? I'm not seeing or hearing any. Now would the clerk please call the roll.
Senator Girard?
Yes.
Senator Taylor?
Aye.
Senator Frederick?
Yes.
Representative Esquivel?
No.
Representative Nathanson?
Aye.
Aye. Representative Lewis?
No.
Representative Witt?
Aye. Having received a majority of vote, the motion passes. Thank you very much, committee members.
Well, I'll carry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just need a house floor.
Appreciate that very much. With that, I'm going to close the work session on Senate Bill 5542.
You can determine who's going to carry it on the
Who's
going
to carry it on
the
house. I thought it was...
I'll carry it to full in the Senate.
Just take care of it for the House floor, that's all.
Okay. Carry it for the House floor. Anyone? For Representative Power? Thank you very much.
There you go.
Close the work session on Senate Bill 5542. Anything for the good of the order? Thank you all, subcommittee members, very much. Representative Nathanson, thank you. We stand adjourned. Thank you. We stand adjourned, members, very much. Representative Nathanson.